All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we are going to be diving into something pretty important, I think at least. Finding the right therapist for your mental health journey. And we've got some excerpts here from a document called Finding the Right Therapist: What to Look For in Mental Health Support. So yeah, should be a really good deep dive.
Yeah, finding the right therapist, that can be, I mean, that can really be transformative for people.
Oh,
It's about, finding a partner
yeah.
in your well-being, someone who really understands you and can help you
I love that.
navigate all those life challenges, right?
Yeah. A partner in your well-being, that's a great way to put it. I like how the document really emphasizes like figuring out what you need before even like starting the search,
Right?
Because I think it's really easy to get overwhelmed
Totally.
and just feel like, I don't even know where to start. But if you have a clear idea of like what you're hoping to get out of therapy, that can really guide the entire process.
Absolutely. I mean, the source material, it actually uses this analogy of a road trip, right?
Okay.
You wouldn't just hop in your car and start driving with no destination in mind, would you? It's the same thing with therapy.
Okay.
Are you dealing with something specific like anxiety,
Okay.
or, are you looking for more personal growth? Stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, okay, like let's say you have a sense of what your goals are. How do you even start narrowing down like all the options out there?
Well, this is where the document gets really interesting. It talks about these different schools of thought, like different approaches to therapy.
Okay.
And one example is CBT, cognitive behavioral
Yeah,
therapy.
I've heard of that.
And that one, instead of like just focusing on your past, it's more about like
Okay.
recognizing and challenging negative thought patterns
Okay.
that might be contributing to your struggles, in the present.
Right, so like retraining your brain to kind of approach situations differently. I got it. The source also mentions psychodynamic therapy. What is that?
So psychodynamics therapy, this one goes a little bit deeper.
Okay.
This is about exploring how past experiences, especially from childhood,
Okay.
might be influencing your emotions and behaviors today.
Interesting.
And it involves exploring these concepts like transference, where you might, unconsciously transfer those feelings from like past relationships onto your therapist.
Wow.
So it can be quite a powerful tool to understand like recurring patterns in your life.
Okay, yeah, so there's definitely a lot more to it than just like chatting on a couch, which I think is what a lot of people kind of assume therapy is. Okay, so let's say you've done a little reading, you have an idea of the type of therapy that might be right for you. What's next?
Well, the document here highlights the importance of practical logistics, which, that might sound kind of boring, but it's really important. Things like, does the therapist take your insurance? Where is their office? What are their fees? What's their availability? These are all things that you really got to consider because they can actually impact your
Oh,
experience.
for sure. Like I can imagine trying to have a really, deep, meaningful conversation while also being like stressed out about finding parking or being late or like having to cut it short because you've got something else. So, yeah.
And the source material actually even suggests doing like a test run.
Oh, wow.
Like maybe map out the route to their office,
Okay.
see how long it takes. Is it feasible for you?
Makes sense.
And also understanding your insurance coverage
Right.
because therapy can be a significant investment.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
it's good to know what's covered and what's not.
Those are really practical tips. I honestly hadn't even considered like half that stuff. Okay, so the document also talks about finding a therapist who's a good fit for you. Like not just professionally, but like
Personally.
personally. Yeah. So what factors should someone consider when thinking about that, like that click?
That's a great question. And the source material, it suggests thinking about the therapist's communication style,
Okay.
like do they offer more gentle guidance or are they more direct? Some people really thrive with a therapist who's like actively giving advice. Other people prefer more of a reflective approach. So it's also important to consider like, do you feel comfortable sharing personal information with this person?
Right.
Do their values kind of align with yours?
Yeah, it really sounds like, it's more about finding like a guide who you trust and you feel comfortable with rather than
absolutely
just someone with like the right credentials or whatever.
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, the source uses this analogy of finding a mentor, someone you respect whose insights you value.
Yeah.
And it also reminds us that, you know, finding the right therapist can take time.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get discouraged if that first person you meet isn't a perfect fit.
Right, right.
You might need to, you know,
try a few
different therapists.
Yeah, for sure.
Before you find the right one.
This has been super insightful.
Yeah.
Really great deep dive into, you know,
yeah,
the world of finding the right therapist.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking about, you know, how I can apply these insights to my own journey.
I love that.
As we wrap up, I am curious about something.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on seeking out a therapist who shares your cultural background?
Interesting.
Does the source material touch on that at all?
Yeah, it does. It does. And it kind of suggests that it can be beneficial to have a therapist who understands like your cultural nuances and your perspectives.
Right.
You know, because those things can significantly influence your experiences and your worldview.
Sure.
But it also cautions against making that like the sole deciding factor.
Right.
The most important element is still finding someone you connect with on like a human level.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Love it.
Yeah, I mean, so much of this just comes down to trusting your gut.
Yes.
And finding a therapist who feels right.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's about making an informed decision, taking the time to find someone who can really support you
right
on your mental health journey.
Your unique mental health journey. That's right.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, remember, therapy is a process.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to ask questions, you know, advocate for your needs.
Yeah.
And just continue seeking until you find that right partner in your well-being.
I love that.
You know, it's an investment worth making.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening to this deep dive.
Of course.
And we'll catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye.